Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center, and the time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. This morning, Pentagon experts continue assessing how much damage the U.S. air attacks did to Iran's nuke program. Iran's foreign ministers in Moscow to meet with Russian President Putin. Homeland Security warning state and local officials of a heightened threat environment. ABC's Rachel Scott at the White House.
This move by the president is dividing the Republican Party. He campaigned on keeping America out of foreign conflict. So on one end, Republican leadership standing by the president, supporting this move. But a handful of Republicans are speaking out, including Congressman Thomas Massie, calling the president's moves here unconstitutional.
More air attacks between Iran and Israel today. Crude oil prices jumped, fell, then regained about half the losses today. Nearly 50 heat records for this day could be equaled or broken, forecasters say. About 150 million Americans are under heat alerts from Texas to Maine. In the seventh game, the Oklahoma Thunder beat the Indiana Pacers 103-91 and are the new NBA champs. This is ABC News. Church staffers shot and killed a man who had opened fire on Cross Point Community Church yesterday in Wayne, Michigan, during a live-streamed service.
Come on, everybody to the back. Please, everybody come to the back.
Come on,
they gotta come.
The shooter had no criminal history, but it's believed he was going through a mental health crisis. Police say his mother is a member of the church, and he attended some services recently. Ducking a traffic hazard at the Holland Tunnel in New Jersey, explained by ABC's Wayne Cabot.
Between 20 and 30 Canada geese marching single file right toward the New York-bound tube, bumper-to-bumper afternoon traffic, strutting right past the toll booth without paying. They did follow traffic etiquette and keep right. Port Authority police describing the scene over the police radio as officers nudged the geese away, but then the stubborn critters waddled around the cop cars back toward the tunnel, eventually obeying the law, while gifting drivers with a taste of nature in the dreary blacktop jungle.
It's Monday, June 23rd. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Save this weekend and head to Spring Green. Our streets will be filled with original artwork of all kinds. Pamela's is also featuring an art fair earring extravaganza. Buy one pair of earrings and get the second pair of lesser value at half off. Stop in, say hi at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Are you looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center in Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday from 4 to 8 p.m., they serve up delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Dine in or take it to go. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center is still your local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. Call 649-7469 to order from the Phoenix Center.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
High temps in the low 90s today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be strong this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms tapering off gradually tonight. Still warm and muggy and a low of 66. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and cooler with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. A high of 79. Showers possible Tuesday night, a low of 63. Wednesday, 79 with a 60% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Thursday, 85, warm and humid conditions.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On our morning show today from WRCO, we're here to kick off the week and talk about an upcoming festivity here in Richland Center, Thunderfest 2025. Representing Richland Rejuvenates today, we have Mick Cosgrove. Mick, here it is. Everything in place for a busy weekend this weekend?
We're getting there. Everything is looking well. We're lining up the final details, even yesterday on the phone with some people, making sure things are set, and then this morning again. So I think we're set. Hopefully we have some good weather that's not quite as hot as what we've experienced the last few days, but we're ready.
How long has Richland Rejuvenates been a part of Thunderfest?
We started, we took it with the city in 2012, so this will be our 13th year that we've had been doing the Thunderfest in Richland Center. So
you've had all kinds of weather during that time, though, haven't you?
Oh, we have. We were just talking. I remember once when it was like 105 without the heat index, and it was like so thick you couldn't, I mean, you just stood there, hard to breathe, and of course, there was no one, and those are years that you just, you know, you're thankful for the good years, and that's the one thing that we just can't control is the weather. We've been pretty lucky. Other than that one really hot year, we had a year where the storms came in some straight line winds and took the tents down about 6 p.m., and so we had to shut everything down that year. But otherwise, it's been good sailing, and hopefully we have another year that's great for people to come out and enjoy the park.
That year with the tents, you almost got taken away yourself, didn't you? Didn't you get picked up?
It was. I was hanging on to a frame of a tent, and it started to go airborne, and one of the guys yelled, "Dorothy, you're not in Kansas anymore. Let go." And I did let go, and the pipe came out of the tent at the same time, and so it took cracked a rib and a few bruises, but we survived.
Yeah, you did. Talk about blood, sweat, and tears into this event, that's for sure. You've got a really good lineup this year, Mick, and it's a good combination of local favorites and regional bands, and maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, so we're going to start the day off with Kelly Long and his accompaniment, which they go by Long Gone Henry Band. They're going to open the day, and they always will provide just an amazing show, and I think they'll show us just exactly why they're quickly becoming one of the favorites of Southwest Wisconsin. You can hear Kelly at various locations around the area. Then at 1:30, the Jammers come to the stage, and this will be the first time the Thunderfest stage. They featuring John Gielig on the bass, and we had them at the Richland Center City Auditorium recently, and they were a crowd pleaser. We had a lot of folks saying, bring them back. And so they do a great job, and we're looking forward to having John and his group up on the stage at 1:30. They play then at 3 o'clock, Annie and the Crush, which is Annie Christopher, who's no stranger to music stages throughout Southwest Wisconsin. She's been in different groups over the years. She's done a solo thing with us. But every time she gets people up on their feet and moving, so we're thrilled to have Annie up there. Then at 4:30, next up and back by popular demand is the Three Souls Band, and I know they just played Taste of the Hills, and I had good reports from people that enjoyed them. But they'll always bring great music and great oldies that you just can't help. But it's an amazing group, and how three guys can make that work like that is just really well. They do a great job. 6:20, we're excited to bring the Madison area, the Omega Project, and these guys will tell you they play a little bit of rock, a little bit of roll, a little bit of blues, but a whole lot of soul. And I've heard them in the past at Broadfest and different groups they've been in. And so very talented group, and so we're excited to put a little of that flair into the Thunderfest lineup. And then at our closer then at 8:10 starts as a headliner. We haven't had them for a few years, but we've had them in the past, and they're no stranger. It's High Mileage, Spanky, LaVon Felton, a Richland Center native, and Jesse Peckham, also from Richland Center. And they know how to make the classics come alive on that stage. And they'll take us right to the fireworks then and close the evening.
Yeah, that's a great lineup. Some that have been here. The only one that I was not familiar with is the Omega Project, but it sounds like that's going to be a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, I think they will be. They do really well, and not the young spring chickens. These guys are I wouldn't say vintage, but they're seasoned musicians, and they've been around in different groups and whatever. And so it just gives us a different flair. We really try to not just be all classic rock but to have some country, some blues, some different styles of music that, acoustic set with Kelly and Long Gone Henry, so that we can try to meet everyone's taste for music that way. So.
What about setup, Mick? Is it going to be similar to what it's been in the past?
It will be. We'll have the stage just off of the diamond, and then the tents. We'll have plenty of tents so that if we have sunlight, you can get out of the tent or out of the sun and sit in. We'll have some tables in there, but you're encouraged to just bring a lawn chair if you'd like to sit out from under the tent or even under the tents. And then we'll have the Kids Zone, which is sponsored again by the Richland Hospital and Clinics, which we greatly appreciate them being able to make that some good, healthy, clean entertainment for our children. And so we're very thankful for the hospital and clinics partnership there. And they'll have some jump houses, the European bungee jump. And then we've got Meredith Ellsworth, who's been with us for a number of years with M&M Ponies. She's down by Monroe. She'll be back from 1 to 6, and they're bringing a small horse and a couple of different size ponies, so we can kind of accommodate some different sizes of people, but they typically go nonstop for 5 hours, and there's three horses, and they're just, kids love it, so we're happy to have them back. Between 1 and 3 o'clock, we've got a clown coming in, and he's been here for a few years with us. He makes balloon animals, does just an amazing job of entertaining, and just, it's just fun for the kids to have that. Our friend Ryan Martin Magic will be back, but he won't be there till about 4:45, which is usually about when he's finishing up. So he's got earlier commitments, but he'll be there doing up close magic. And I love watching people's faces if they've never seen him. And he does a really good job, and he's very good at his craft. Throughout the day, we've got the Dunk Tank, which again is sponsored this year by the RC baseball team. And it's a unique feature that they're adding in, which we can talk about later or whatever, is mice races, which this will be my first encounter with mice races. So those are going to start at 7 p.m., and they're sponsored by the baseball. They'll also be helping out, selling water and soda, et cetera, hanging out and just doing being there to serve. And I think this speaks highly of our sports teams in so many ways, that they're willing to come out and serve in these types of events, whether it's here, the Dairy Breakfast, different events, you see them involved in the community. I know a group of football players helped at the auditorium recently, and it's just great to have those kids be out in the community. Parks Department, I believe, is going to again have their euchre tournament inside the Senior Center, so that'll be available for those who want to take advantage of that. So it's a full day. We should have something for everybody's interest. And then the music, again, starts at noon. The kids' zone starts at 11. But we should have a great day in the park.
Yeah, that starts. In fact, the music starts a little earlier than some years, doesn't it?
I think a couple of years we were at 1 o'clock, and we kind of pushed that back to noon, and it just works out timing-wise. So each group plays a 70-minute set, the first groups, the first four. And then there's a 20-minute change-out, which we have to have to get the next band on. So one band's leaving one side of the stage, and the next band's coming on, except for the last two groups. So the Omega Project will have a 90-minute set, and then the High Mileage actually has 2 hours to take us home to the end of the night and fireworks. And that gives or takes a little bit based on the fireworks and when we're ready to go there.
Sounds good. The fireworks, I think we'll get a lot of questions about those, too. How are they looking this year? How are they going to be?
The city does an amazing job. I think we've got one of the better fireworks in this, for sure, in this corner of the state. You know, they've doubled up. One of the reasons we have Thunderfest early is that we can get about twice as much fireworks for the same money, because the fireworks companies, everybody wants them on the 4th of July, and they only can have so many personnel to light those. So we were given the option a few years ago, and the city took advantage of it, and we appreciate that they're getting a much, like a double fireworks. So it's a great fireworks show every year, and it's something that's one of the comments we get. That's amazing for a small town to have such an amazing fireworks. And so we're looking forward to those again, and they'll be taking place around 10 o'clock. So
I think that you get a better deal when you don't do it on the 4th of July, right? And maybe the chance to have a bigger show.
Yeah, and that's how it came about. And so then it was like we were always trying to get as close to the 4th. I think the other thing it does is we have so many great celebrations. The Lone Rock does a great job. You have Avoca, you have Muscadet with fireworks, the Boscobel. It just gives us the ability to not be competing so that people can enjoy multiple shows and really take advantage of the area and what it has to offer. And if we were going to be off of the 4th, we were either going to be before the 4th or after. I always am a guy that wants to be the first guy to the party, so we decided we'll always be the weekend ahead of the 4th and take advantage of that. So,
do you recall why Richland Rejuvenates got involved in this initially, Mitch?
Yeah, so at the time we went to the mayor and which was Larry Fowler at the time. And we said, you know, what can we do to, you know, we were looking for things to do as a group to say, what can we do to enhance the community or whatever? And his suggestion was, why don't you do something with the 4th of July? They had had a few things. We'd had log rolling, I believe, one year. They had, we had various things, a medieval show and different things, and just looking for someone to take something and run with it. And so we stepped in and started, and we tried a few things. We had a drum and bugle corps that was competition that really didn't turn out to be our greatest year, but it was, you know, we tried different things and really settled into the music, just kind of following, you know, the success of Star Spangled, and we certainly aren't Star Spangled, but just realizing that people love to just come and relax in Crosscut Park. It's a great place, and just listen to music and gives the kids some things to do and just have a day of celebrating our independence as we lead up to that finale of the fireworks.
And the key thing is, it's free.
That's true, and we could not do that without the sponsors and without the city, but it is totally free to get on the grounds. There is charges for the pony rides and the kids' zone. That's to cover the cost of those things, but all the music is free. It's just whatever you want to eat or drink while you're there, and so that is made possible by our sponsors.
Couldn't do it without them, I know. And the food, that's always a big, major thing, isn't it?
It is. And we went to food trucks. Originally, when we started doing it, we were trying to run our own food stands, and it's just so much work. And we like to patronize the local food trucks. So this year, we've got Lunchbox Express, and they're going to have the traditional festival foods like burgers and brats, and always very quality meats and unbelievable tastes. And then TKO Barbecue from Richland Center, they're a community favorite. They're going to be there this year with some of that great barbecue. RC Tacos will bring their Mexican treats. And then Indian Creek Kettle Corn, Freddie, he's always going to be there. And that's a smell and a taste that you just associate. I think I remember as a kid way back, you know, having popcorn when you're watching the fireworks. And then this year, Sleepy Hollow has a vintage ice cream truck. I don't know if you've got to see that at all.
No.
And they'll be bringing that, and they actually are handing out ice cream cones. And there won't be a charge for those. They'll have a donation bucket there, and the donations then will go to a nonprofit in the community. And, you know, what a great way to just give back again. And it's an old, restored ice cream truck. I know they were at Mushroom Fest with it, and I think they gave out like 600 and some ice cream.
That's awesome. And, of course, the Woodman Aquatic Center will be open that day, too.
So. Yes, so if it is warm, you know, the kids can go over there and enjoy that for a while. And then, as I mentioned, the community center will be there so that they'll be cooling if needed, and they're going to have their euchre tournament. So.
Mm-hmm. Lots of things going on during Thunderfest. I know the other thing I wanted to ask you about, Mick, as long as you're here, is we've heard a lot of stuff about the auditorium downtown, and it sounds like the seats are all out. Is that the case?
That is true. So for the first time ever, if we were going there, we are standing room only. We've always wanted to have a show where we had standing room only, so maybe this is the time. It might get a little long. But yes, we've taken all the seats out. Many of them are being held. We're actually going to be putting them out to market them for sale in groups of one, two, or three. So those are available if anyone's interested and you want to have a little antique piece of Richland Center in your basement or your movie room. And then we're doing, you know, cosmetic repairs and things, some plaster painting and things like that. While we're able to have the seats out, we can get the lifts up in there and get some of that work done. And then in early August, we'll start putting the new seats in, and we should be done. We're shooting for mid to late September to have our first event back in the with comfortable seating, which I think everyone will be looking for. That horsehair padding was just not the most comfortable.
How hard was it to get the seats out, Mick?
It was really, it went better than I thought, and that I mentioned, you know, the sports teams, the football team came in, and with a crew of construction guys and local volunteers, and they took those things out in less than a day. I mean, it was pretty amazing to see how they, and just the way they're assembled. Once you start on one, you take a side piece, then the seat comes off, and it just, but they helped. It was great, amazing. So kudos to Andy Troxell and the football team and their willingness to give. And along that line, I know that they're doing their promotion with BuzzBucks right now, and we actually are able to accept that. And so we're doing some fundraising to honor Betty Hayes. We're trying to renovate the auditorium to be called the Betty Hayes School of Dance Auditorium. Betty started teaching and holding dance recitals in the auditorium in 1941. So that was a lot of years. She told me that she put over 10,000 kids across that stage, which makes her, without a doubt, the biggest impact on the live arts in the Richland community. And it's changed so many people that you talk to that they grew up dancing under Betty. And her legacy is you know, it's be tough to overcome that. And she is still with us and sharp, and we wanted to honor her. And then, so as part of that, there's some fundraising going on. So you can buy these BuzzBucks for $10. They're immediately worth $20. So if you want to make a donation to honor Betty, you can buy BuzzBucks, and we're happy to redeem them. And you can double your money, so.
What is the vision in the future then? Are you looking to have like a wall of fame honoring Betty, or how are you looking at it?
Yes, we do. We want to take at least one wall and start with some of the, she's got all programs. She has all pictures. I mean, I was blessed to be able to just to visit her in her home and in her basement. And she has collected and kept videos and pictures and just talking with her, how they started with an old phonograph and reel-to-reel music and how it's evolved into today. But she's got pictures from and programs that list the people and the names, and so we want to get that stuff protected and framed, and then we'll do a wall of fame, kind of a mini Betty Hayes museum is our goal, to make sure that that legacy that Betty started in the community carries on.
Will you be doing some other fundraisers in the future to try and get that happening?
Yes. We actually are Adopt-A-Seat program. We're getting that kicked off here relatively soon to where you can actually sponsor a seat as well. And we'll put we'll have plaques or little nameplates or whatever. But so you can buy your own seat and then help come and sit and enjoy the shows. And years ago, when we first started the renovation, I went and talked with a gentleman by the name of John Mitby, who the Mitby Theater at MATC in Madison, his family donated that resources. And he said, the first thing you need to do is replace the seats. And I could never grasp how that would factor in, because it's kind of like frosting the cake before you bake the cake. It's the last thing. But he said, you got to make it comfortable for people to come. And that's probably the biggest complaint, if we have complaints, is just when people come to a show, is the seats are so hard. And we've been blessed with, like, Metco and Seats Incorporated have given us booster cushions, which have helped. But we're really looking forward to just having a good, comfortable seat and bringing people into the auditorium. And we've got shows we're lining up, we'll be announcing here soon, the next 12 months. So we're also able to book ahead, and people will be able to buy packages of multiple shows and so forth. So
I believe that's really exciting. Will there be a little bit more leg room then in the new setup?
So even for a short guy like me sitting in those seats, it's tight. And so we're going to drop from 756 seats total. We'll drop down to around 600 to 620-ish. And you'll have much more leg room. The seats are wider. They're cushions. They're comfortable. It's just, I can't wait to see people in that first show that we have to be able to enjoy those.
So you're going to have a regular circuit then, regular, like every month show, or what are you looking at?
Yeah, multiples in some months. So like there'll be everything we're bringing. We found out that comedy went well here, so we're going to be bringing in comedians. We'll have Christmas shows. We've already booked an Irish group for next year on St. Pat's weekend. Just trying to really factor in, and then we'll be able to put it all together, and you'll be able to see here's what's coming and how it fits into others' schedules, so that we can hopefully make it much more attainable to fill that place up.
When you're selling the old seats as a fundraiser too, can you guarantee that Houdini or somebody famous sat in them back in the day?
That might be hard. I know they were there. You know, we had Liberace in the auditorium and Houdini, and I always joke about, we're still looking for Houdini. He did such a good job, he disappeared.
He's there somewhere.
Yeah. I doubt if President Taft sat in one of them, but he was on the stage. So he was a big, big fella. So
isn't that amazing to think of that history? And you mentioned Betty Hayes, 1941, her first recital. I mean, and she's got vivid memory of it, too.
Yes, and that's why I want to really capture as much as we can, so that as we're doing this wall, we can have Betty's input, and her daughter Cheryl has been a great asset as well in helping us get things moving. And, of course, Lee has passed on, but that school of dance, you know, to be able to talk about, and when we talk about, like, she knew Sheila Troxell was with me at a meeting at her house, and Sheila said, well, you taught Mick to dance, and she goes, I remember that, I taught you guys in 2 hours that routine, and it was eight business people. I was president of the chamber back in the early 80s, and we were the halftime entertainment in tutus, and she did, and we weren't exactly sure what we were volunteering for. It was just that Betty needed us, and we got to the auditorium, and voila, we were given tutus, and let's just say it probably wasn't our finest hour.
But the scary thing is, Betty had video of it.
She does. She mentioned that I might have a video of that, and then Sheila know later, I found that video, and it's like, that's scary. I'm not sure I want to see that video. Maybe it's on Beta or VHS, and nobody has the ability to play
exactly.
it.
Oh, well, that's really something to look forward to. We look forward to the progress report on the auditorium. auditorium and everything, and I think that's going to go really well then. And I know that they're having some ideas of maybe doing more films and things like that as well.
Yes, we found that the silent movies, and we're not, you know, turning into a theater or anything. We're very grateful for Tony and the theater. But what we did was silent films and older ones, and we have the ability. We have a commercial projector there to show those, and it was fun. I wasn't sure what to expect, and I had a relative that talked about they used to go to one of the feed mills in Viola on Friday nights. They'd show silent movies, and so, you know, there was a diverse group of people, young and old, that came to that. And so we're going to do some more of those, like occasional silent movies and or older classic things like that. That again, it's not, we don't want to turn into a movie theater. It'll just be a couple times a year, but we feel like it's something that we can do that will really help enhance the overall arts in Richland County.
What about the stage? That's in pretty good shape, though, the stage itself?
It really is. It's been resurfaced a few times, painted different, you know, I think for the different shows they do, they do a lot of work there, but it's solid. It's very solid, and so we're happy about that. And dressing rooms have been gradually being redone by the, excuse me, the Performing Arts Council have been working there, Duane and Welty, Kent, Adsit and Dave Roberts have been doing a really good job of, you know, sprucing those things up. We put down new flooring in some of them, and so just trying to make it much more usable and user-friendly so that we can go ahead and move forward with these extra events.
After the seats are done and in place, what's the next big project then?
I think we're still looking at, we have doors and windows and tuck pointing outside to do, but we decided to move in and make it more comfortable to try to answer that response to the public saying, you know, I love these shows, but man, it's just hard to sit here for, you know, 2 hours or an hour and a half or whatever. And so basically trying to, and then a great opportunity came along and timing wise and the seats. And so, and it happened to coincide with our desire to, renovate and make this the Betty Hayes. So it kind of all just came together as like it was meant to be. So
good. Hopefully we can bring Betty back to the morning show studio. She was here a year ago, and so it'd be nice to have her back.
That would be great. I hear some of those stories specific to the auditorium. I would love that.
You have a great lineup this week at Thunderfest, and you've got kind of a waiting list, don't you, of bands that want to play there?
We do. I developed a list. I actually have a list of about 400 groups from Southwest Wisconsin when I used to help with Broadfest in Madison with Andy Davis and our Madison office. And so we've got different groups. We still try to answer the you know, if a group's been there like High Mileage, it's been, I think, 3 years since they've been here. But you know, somebody like that, we try to have them once, maybe twice, and then for sure we take them out of the lineup for a few years and bring in some new groups. So, but we have people calling all the time. We have had a couple that reached out late this year and asked if they could be a part of it. So we'll try to work those in the very near future.
People should bring lawn chairs if they want to sit out in the field there?
Yes, that would be ideal. The other chairs, there's a couple of benches that the parks provides, but there's only two or three of those, and then it'd be picnic tables otherwise. So if you just bring a comfortable lawn chair, you can put it under the tent, or you can be out in the sunlight if the weather allows.
When does setup start, Mick?
We'll start setting up tents on Thursday afternoon, and then Friday all day is a busy day, early to late. The stage comes Friday morning, usually about 7:30, with everything ideally in place by the end of the day, Friday, and then just a few touch-up things Saturday morning, and filling the dunk tank, etc.
Who's doing the lights and sound for you this year?
So the sound is being done by STS Sound, Scott. I believe he's out of Spring Green area is where he lives. I'm not sure if that's the company is based out of there, but we've had him at the auditorium a couple of times, and I've heard him at a couple other shows. Our past sound guy, Tom Matthews, retired from, he was from the Dodgeville area. He just getting up there in age and decided he was done hiking around with speakers and all those, the setup crew. And then lights, we've actually got the light guy from High Mileage is going to do our lights all day. LP, they call him. And so Steve Davis helped to coordinate that, so we're very appreciative. Steve's been amazing over the years. He's done everything from sound. We've saw him on stage as a guest performer with different groups, and music in Richland Center. Steve's been connected to that way back with Bruce Hesmer and different ones over the years. I remember back in high school first hearing them play, and so we're grateful for Steve's input over the years.
Can you get some volunteer help? If people can spare a few minutes, can they help out?
Sure. My number is 604-7022. Give me a call. We'd love to, you know, have the help. There's, you know, all kinds of things from just putting up banners to moving, you know, muscle type things, but various things. We'd love to have any volunteers that we could get.
Do you have regular shifts then, people that are, you know, tending bar and everything else?
Yes, we do. We got... of course, Shelly Stibbe's been there for years. My brother John has been there, but won't be this year. He's got a previous engagement. So, but we've got different folks, and typically in like a four-hour type of rotation. And the same with the kids zone ticket sellers and those kinds of things. And then the baseball team, I'm sorry, is selling the soda and water again for us, and so that covers that part of it. Where and we keep those separate so that. We can isolate the alcohol with sales and manage that well. And we've done very well with that. We've never had an issue in the years. We've never had anything major that way or any problems. And so we're proud of that, and we hope to continue that to make it a safe event for families.
We'll hope and pray for good weather for you as well, Mick.
Yeah, that'd be great. If we could, I'd like to mention our sponsors if we
sure.
have time. Do you
Go
have
ahead.
Time?
Yeah,
so our 2025 sponsors, and again, this wouldn't happen without these. So if you see these folks, please say thank you to them. And so Schmidt Farms, Randy and Shelley Schmidt, are a longtime supporter, and so we're grateful for them. Joan Chevrolet, Mile Bluff Medical Clinic, the Richland Locker, Genuine Telecom, Westby Co-op Credit Union, Edward Jones, Katie and Kevin, they've been multi-year supporters, Tri-State Basement Repair, I mentioned the Richland Hospital and Clinics do the Kids Zone, and so we're grateful for that. We've got the Shopping News, Miller Electric, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Advanced Well and Pump, Rotary, WRCO, and Civic Media, and we're grateful for the support that we get here. Richland Electric Co-op, Walmart is a huge supporter. Family Thrift Store, BL Signs, Schreiber Foods is another one of our major supporters, Added Touch Floral, Bard Materials, some group called Heartland Christmas Trees, Fuller's Milker Center, Richland Mobile Mart, Goodwill of Southwest Wisconsin, Philback Ford, Culligan, Rockwell Automation joins us this year. We're thrilled to have Rockwell. Leo's Lawn Care, Napa of Richland Center, Napa of Boscobel, Wallace Cooper and Elliott, Mr. G's Outlet, The Village Pump, The Richland Observer, Subway of Richland Center, Richland County Bank, and then the Greater Richland Area Tourism, and the Chamber there just help promote, and so we're grateful for that. And I would be remiss if I didn't say the City of Richland Center and the City Parks Department, because they really do a fine job of providing a venue and hosting us and every year. And so we're just thrilled. So you can see it's a big list, and it's what makes it happen is the support that the community allows us to do this year after year.
No doubt. It's a great celebration of the area, and fireworks will culminate that on Saturday night. Keep us posted. We can certainly make announcements here if we have to, but otherwise full speed ahead, right?
Yes.
Indeed. Thanks for all you do, Mick.
Thank you.
And coming up, we're going to learn about mice racing. Did you know about that?
Well, I'm excited to watch it myself. I'm not exactly even sure how it, but the baseball team is bringing it, and I want to learn more about it, yes, because you never know when you might have a spare mouse. I actually had somebody ask if they could bring their pet mouse to race, and I'm like, I'm not sure if it works that way or not. So
no ringers. No, I think they're, yeah. Chris Clerken will tell us about that coming up here on the morning show. But we appreciate it, Mick. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
You too,
Phil.
Mick Cosgrove from Richland Rejuvenates here on WRCO's morning show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexonville Road, We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay it forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
June is Men's Health Awareness Month, a great time to give up smoking for good. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is here to support you. When you stop smoking, you break the grip of so many diseases. COPD, cardiovascular issues, and cancer are all linked to smoking. We know tobacco has a way of taking over your life, but there is hope. Call the Richland Hospital and Clinics for an appointment to talk with a provider.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
One of the special things that will be going on during Thunderfest, we're going to have some fun today talking about an upcoming event, the Diamond Club, Richland Center, putting on a special event. Chris Clerkin is here. Chris, you sent me information on this, and I thought it was some hoax from the internet. Tell us what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, so we're offering for the first time that I know of in the Richland Center area that we're doing mice racing. So when we were down in Missouri this year for our high school baseball trip, we got to talk to a bunch of the coaches with every team that we played. And we always try to find new fundraising ideas. You never really want to replicate what other teams do, especially within your own school. So we thought this was a good opportunity to see what Missouri does for their fundraising. One of the schools had did mice racing over the summer. They get a big group together. It's a fun time, they tell us, which watching some videos on how mice racing is done, it seems pretty fun, you know, if you're out there betting on it and watching and see if your mouse wins.
Oh, so. that's funny. So do you have to build a track for it then,
yeah,
Chris?
Yep, I'm actually in the process with it. I'm almost done with it. So the mice track is going to be 6 lanes where I've got some LED lights in the back to make it cool. We can go different lights with different races. So we're going to run 6 mice per race. So total of 6 races we're going to run in the first wave And then in the championship round, we'll take the winner of each one of those six heats that we run to begin with and run those in the championship round.
Huh. So the next question is, where do you get the mice?
That's a secret. I can't tell you. No, actually, we have a business out of Reedsburg, the True Value Superstore there. Stopped in one day, heard that they sell mice, and they're really nice there. Went up and asked them, you know, is this something that I can just rent for the day and return them? Because I don't want to take care of 36 mice, you know, for a whole another year. So they were extremely kind, and they're letting me come up, just borrow 36 mice for the day, and hopefully return 36 mice. If I, you know, if I'm short one or two, I got to pay for them, but I'm okay with that. So they were really nice to help me out with that.
What if they get loose in your house?
My wife would probably kill me and probably divorce me at that point. But no, we're going to try and keep them, you know, in their cages as long as possible, as long as the kids don't get into them and leave the cover open or anything like that. So
this track, how long is it going to be?
The track is 7 feet long. There's a little portion where the starting gate is going to be about 6 inches long. So it's 6.5 feet long is the track. You know, if we get there and it's just not quite big enough, next year I'll build a bigger one for everyone to make it longer, put some obstacles in there maybe. So we'll see how it does this year. If it does really well and people really, really like it, then we'll look to expand it, make it bigger, you know, throw some new things in there.
Is it covered? It's like when they run down the track so they can't jump out.
Oh, yeah, you don't want the mice getting out. So what I have in the front is just a plexiglass that goes in the front, can slide back and forth so I can get the mice after the race is done and set them into the starting gate and close it off. So it was expensive to get all the material for it, but it looks pretty cool, especially with the LED lights that's glowing in them.
So, what motivates the mouse to run?
That's the thing. And I've been looking it up and trying to see if, you know, they put little bits of food at the very end. But all the videos I see, they don't, you know, put any bait at the very end or anything like that. The mice are just curious and run down. And I think that's kind of the fun part, because mice will go about halfway and stop and go, what was I supposed to do? And then they just keep going and, you know, so who knows who's going to win. But I guess that's the fun part of it.
Is it up on a table?
Yeah, it'll be up on the table so everyone can see. I have to build a stand for it, too, so it'll be even higher than that. So we're going to try to make it at least, you know, hopefully at the very top, about 7 feet, so it's visible for everyone.
What time do the races start at Thunderfest?
So we're going to start the races at about 7 o'clock. We'll be up there earlier setting up, pulling people in. We're right in between the soda tent and the beer tent. Hopefully we're closer to the beer tent side of it. But 7 o'clock would be the start time. Every 15 minutes we'll run a race. So it gives us time to, have our volunteers that we're going to have out there to bring people in, place bets. But then we also need time to pay out the bets on the winners.
Okay. So,
if you do win, we're going to give you money for it right away. It'll be straight cash. No checks, please. You know, I'm really looking forward to having a lot of people up there and making this thing a fun event for everyone. And then it also just helps us out with our funding, with our program.
So it is the Diamond Club, and that's probably one of the things that people would ask. You don't, you're not gambling through the school or anything?
No. Yep. Miss Selgeby up at the high school would not allow us to do that through a high school program. For good things, you know, we don't want this getting out of the news where we have high school kids taking, you know, bets from people on mice. So we're happy to take care of it and run it through the Diamond Club. And this, all the money will go towards the Diamond Club. We'll just support baseball within Richland Center with the money that we get in. We'll obviously take care of our needs first to make sure that all of our players have equipment that they need, tournaments we get into. But if the high school needs something, like new batting helmets, a new team bat or something like that, we'll happily take care of it for them.
So that's good news. Is there any one particular thing you'd like to raise money for that all the baseball teams can use, or is it just pretty much for operations?
Well, right now it's just purely operations. As we go forward, right now I have the one 10 and under team with the Diamond Club. Next year I'm going to have two teams. I'm going to have an 11U and a 10U team, which means I now need to get a whole other set of equipment for that second group. So in total, at the very end, I want to have at least three teams, which is three of everything that I'm going to need. So money still needs to be coming in so we can get equipment for the kids. And then it's there's also nice things that when we can give back to the kids that come out, give them some free stuff. You know, this first year I gave them free jerseys, you know, for signing up. If they need a replacement, you know, we can work on a deal with getting a replacement. But the less the parents have to pay, the better I feel about it, because I don't want to make this a burden on the parents to bring their kids out and play baseball. Their kids are really enjoying it. They show an interest in playing baseball. So I want to keep those kids out. I don't want to kill the parents with, you know, a heavy financial burden with playing for the Diamond Club.
Are there a lot of kids playing baseball this summer?
I have 15 kids on my team. And from what I'm told, there's another two groups with RCYBS. So there's a lot of kids in the 10U group that are playing this year. Of the 15 kids I have, all 15 of them work really, really hard and are very good baseball players.
Wonderful. So, that bodes well for the future.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of the goal of the Diamond Club, is to get these kids a little bit more competitive. Knowledge of baseball is a little bit higher when they come into high school. And then that just makes my job at the high school level just a little bit easier. And we don't have to teach the basics. We can go a little bit harder with them, teach them a little bit more of the intricate parts of baseball, and just have better baseball knowledge when they get there.
Is the high school team playing in any tournaments or anything this summer, Chris?
Yes. So the high school, we're in a summer league through Pat Riley. He's got six or seven teams right now through this sort of league that we're in. Last time I talked to him, there's a North Division and a South Division. So Reedsburg, us, I think Sauk Prairie's in there. And then he's got four teams south. So the Dodgeville, I think, I want to say Darlington, Mineral Point, maybe Schulzberg's in that. So he's done a great job in the summer. The one thing that he really wants to push is, let's keep playing baseball any way possible, which is nice because we're usually the first call when it comes to him needing to do something and put something together. And we're more than willing to help him out. Pat Riley's a great guy, great coach, and you know, everyone on our staff respects him. So anything he needs, we usually try and help him out with.
All right. And do you play some home games here during that league or not?
Yes. I'd have to look up the schedule to find that, but I think we have three or four home games. The first one we were supposed to have got rained out. We were in Dodgeville on Monday, and then they have a game tonight, I believe. Not positive where that's at. But, yeah, they're going to have, like, six or seven games for the summer to get them in. The other thing that we're working with is now that the WIA has relaxed the contact rules, now we're trying to coordinate with two or three other sports throughout the summer to try and make it work. So you can't throw 50 games in a summer anymore. We have to work with, you know, everyone's schedule to make it work. So six or seven games in the summer is fine. Gets our kids working together with a new group since the seniors are gone. And just see how they mesh. You know, it's not going to secure a spot for anyone next spring coming into the season. So it's just good for them to get out there and keep playing. And, you know, you got some new faces on the team. And just see how they work together.
Is this the only event you have coming up during Centerfest for fundraisers, or are you doing anything else?
Right now, yes. That's the only real fundraiser that I'm going to be doing. Just things overlap for me so much throughout the year. Like I'm working with high school baseball or high school football right now. I'm trying to set up youth football while running youth baseball. So the less fundraisers I have to do, the better. So the more money we bring in this one means I have to do less fundraising, which is always a bonus. Plus, I don't want to kill the kids with trying to do fundraisers all the time. Just keep it simple. Like we're doing, we're going to have the turn-in today for these mosquito beads that we're selling, which I'll have some at Thunderfest. I'll have whatever I had left from the original shipment to try and sell off. But the kids do a great job whenever we do fundraising. And this one, the kids are going to kind of stay away from. It's going to be a little bit later at night. And we're going to be next to the beer tent. So kids will be, you know, off playing, watching fireworks later. So this is kind of a parent fundraiser that we're going to have a few volunteers come out for. I'll be there the whole night just to make sure things run smoothly. So
mice racing. I never thought I'd see the day, but
yeah. I've been told a lot of other animal betting things that have happened. I was actually just talking to a parent last night at practice where they have this, they call it like chicken racing down in Texas, where chicken runs around and wherever it poops into whatever hole, they win money on it. It bewilders me on the things that people are willing to bet on, you know.
Or bossy bingo with a cow.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So, yep. But this is interesting. Now, when you do this, like you bet, do you pick a mouse? Like, is that your mouse?
Correct.
Or how does that work?
So what we'll have is we'll have a couple people at the table in the front. They'll provide you with a betting slip. On there, you'll pick what lane you want. We'll come up with names for all the mice that we have, so we have to come up with 36 names, which may be a little challenging, but we got ChatGPT for that. So you'll pick whatever lane mouse you think is going to win, and then you'll pick how much you want to bet. So I haven't quite determined if we're going to do a set amount. I've seen some out there between $2 and $10. You just pick whichever one you want, or we're just going to leave it blank. You write in whatever you're willing to bet.
Okay.
So for the first six rounds, we're going to do a 2-to-1 bet. So whatever you make, you're going to double your money if you're the winning mouse. So for the championship round, I haven't determined quite yet how much we're going to go. But it'll probably be a little bit more than a 2-to-1 odds.
Oh, yeah, it should be.
So, yeah.
Sounds like, I mean, you're basically adopting these mice for a day. So
yes.
That's the thing. You know, you're going to be nice to the mice. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be naming them. So,
right.
You know, they're going to be kind of part of the family for a day.
Do you have to feed them to make sure that they got enough nourishment?
Yeah, I'll pick up some mouse food when I leave just so they don't go hungry.
Okay.
You know, I want to be nice to them. You know, I don't want to pee on. So.
Is it a special breed of mouse? Or?
It's whatever mice they're willing to give me. So I'm not going to, you know, ask for a special kind, but I'm not sure exactly the breed of the mice that we're going to be getting from them.
But these are the kind of mice that people actually adopt for their own pets then?
Well, the question he asked me when I got there was, do I want alive mice or dead mice? So I'm assuming these are ones that they feed like snakes.
Oh.
Used for food. So, but I'm assuming you can adopt these and have them as pets if you want to.
Okay. So. Yeah, maybe you'll fall in love with one during the race on the Saturday night.
We'll see.
Oh, that's awesome. Anything else you want to add about it today, Chris?
No, just that, you know, we appreciate everyone's support. Whenever we have fundraisers, everyone comes out and it's great and we appreciate it. And I'd like this to kind of be a special thing because there's, you know, not everyone just wants to do a cookout all the time. You know, we can't do the Hornet cards all the time. Calendar raffles you can't do all the time. So this is something new and I'd like to see, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully we can keep this thing going year after year.
Right. Mice racing.
Yes.
Is there any other special title for it? Like,
I haven't really seen a special title for it.
Hmm.
But
you got time to come up with something, probably.
Yeah, so. I could probably come up with something. Yeah, we'll see. So,
well, good luck. Sounds like a lot of fun.
All right, thank you.
Chris Kirkin joining us here on WRCO Radio. And check that out. That's one of the many things going on at this year's Thunderfest in Richland Center at Kruska Park on Saturday night, June 28th.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon-lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Frosty mugs, crispy fries, and hometown flavor. A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, where the good times and root beer never stop.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sieverton. There have been more air attacks between Iran and Israel today. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
President Trump also questioned.